We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Kristen knows
blank. This is the Kristen Knows Blank podcast, and this might be the most important podcast I've ever put out, because we're going to be talking about Dumbledore. We're going to be talking about Diagon Alley. If you don't know what any of these words mean, this might be a good week for you to skip. This week, I'm going to be talking about Harry Potter with comedian and actress Audrey Stewart. Before we get to that, though, thank you for listening. While you're listening, go ahead and take a second to like, subscribe, follow this podcast. However you're listening to it, there's going to be a little button that says like and subscribe or follow. Do one of those things. It really makes this podcast feel special. I'm Kristen Key. I'm the host of this crazy podcast. You can find me at kristenkey.com. Like all my social media, follow me. I put out videos every week. I've got a Friday Live at 5 show that comes out live every Friday, so be a part of that. You can join the audience. I'm also on Patreon, so please follow me on Patreon and help support this and all my shows. Now, my guest this week, I met her on Bring the Funny, but she knows Harry Potter. And so this week, we're going to talk about Harry Potter. Hey, computer lady, play that interview with Audrey Stewart.
Playing interview with Audrey Stewart.
Oh my God, Audrey Stewart, I'm so excited to have you on today.
Kristen Key, are you shitting me? I was so excited when you asked me.
Oh my God, well, I mean, I was excited to talk to you, but then when I ask you, you know, what are some things that you might consider yourself a self-proclaimed expert on? And I mean, I feel like you were holding out on me. Because, I mean, you were just like, nothing. I don't know.
It's so bad because I feel like all my interests, like, I feel like I have, like, so many, like, hobbies, but I'm not, like, pros at anything. Like, I love to sing, but can only be a tenor. Can't really hit the high notes. Love to hike, but can't really go that far up the mountain. And, like, literally, I don't know, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter is a wonderful area of expertise because it's something that I enjoy so much. I'm so passionate about it. So first off, let me just ask you the question that starts every show. What qualifies you as a Harry Potter expert?
So I think it ranges. I wouldn't call myself like a master, but I think when you first, you know, I think the hardcore fans are from when you start from like when you were young into when you were old. And I feel like it was the one thing, it was like, I hate reading, but I didn't end up reading all the books. I watched all the movies, but I read the first three, and I hate reading. Reading is so hard for me. So to get me to read anything is because I'm a little dyslexic. Also, I
don't
think
you have ADD as well.
ADHD, ADD.
Yeah, I think ADHD, ADD, and dyslexia.
These are fake.
Oh, you look so good in fake glasses, though.
Blue shield glasses, but I like to wear them all the time because it makes me feel like I'm trying to control my ADHD. Like, right when I put them on, they feel like another dose of Adderall. I'm like, ooh, yeah.
You look like you've read a book with those glasses. So it's okay. So were you like the age that Harry was when the books came out?
Yeah. So I was born in 93. So yeah, I think I was about Harry's age. And then my family, the only thing we would all like get together with all of our cousins to go see were the Harry Potter movies. So I feel like it has like just so much intimate meaning to me too. And then in the pandemic, I don't know if you go on my social media, the sketches I've done are majority Harry Potter. It's like, have you seen them? It's like shit Hufflepuffs say, shit Gryffindors say, wow. Shit Slytherins say. That's like all over my Instagram. And it's funny. Yeah, it's like all I did in my backyard was pretend and yell that I was in Slytherin. And my roommates would make like guest appearances because they'd be like, what the fuck is going on out here? And I'm like, oh, they're like, can you stop doing this Harry Potter shit?
Why Slytherin? Are you a Slytherin?
No, God, are you kidding me? You know me.
I know, that's why I'm so confused that while you're in the backyard playing Slytherin.
No, just because I feel like I have researched their houses so much where I know I can make comedy sketches off of it, knowing what the type of stuff they would say. So if you want to check those out.
I will definitely check those out. So I think I know, but you go to Hogwarts, you're being sorted into houses. Where is the sorting hat going to put you, Audrey Stewart?
I'm Hufflepuff.
You're Hufflepuff. Oh, you're a loyal friend.
Through. I actually loved finding that out. I feel like, and honestly, that's something I didn't like as much about the movies. They didn't highlight Hufflepuff enough.
They did not. There was not much about Hufflepuff.
It's so funny because in the first movie, it's like Gryffindor and Slytherin in the Quidditch match. And then I'm like searching the crowds for Hufflepuffs here and I'm not seeing anything. And I'm like, you're telling me you're going to have Hufflepuff wear Slytherin or Gryffindor outfits and cheer for...
Oh, that's a really good point. They didn't even put them there.
We didn't even get to see their lounge.
Never got to see their lounge.
It's probably Dumbledore's busted down garage because he doesn't care about us.
Well, and you had a really famous Hufflepuff character from the books and the movie, but Cedric was a Hufflepuff. Yeah,
Cedric Diggory, and they killed him. So
nobody gave a shit about Hufflepuff.
Oh, wait, and then, what's her name? God, I'm blanking. She has the purple hair, too.
Luna Lovegood. She was Ravenclaw.
Not Luna. The one who fought in the army. Was in the army for a little bit. And then
Tonks?
She's like a shift changer. She has the purple hair.
Yeah, I believe that's Tonks.
Is it Tonks?
I think so.
She's a Hufflepuff. I'm pretty sure.
Well, now we got to fact check just for our listeners. Fact. Okay, famous Hufflepuffs through the ages. Hannah Abbott, Helga Hufflepuff.
Helga.
Yep, Nymphadora Tonks.
Nymphadora Tonks.
Nymphadora Tonks, another famous Hufflepuff. I mean, my story of getting into Harry Potter was through an audiobook on tape a friend gave me, and I'm in my 20s at this point doing road comedy, and I just listened to it in the car. And through that book on tape, I almost ran out of gas because I was so engrossed in the book on tape that I could not stop listening to it. And that pulled me in, and then I read all the books. And for me, I think what pulled me in was the whole wizarding world from the very beginning was just, I think, so well created from the first page of, you know, here we are on the street with the cat and the putter outer and Dumbledore. And it's just like, it set a scene. What pulled you in to the world?
I think just the idea of, like, I feel like I get so emotionally deep with this. I feel like the idea, like, you
this
know,
is the place to do it today. Yeah. This is it. Put it all into this podcast.
I feel like as humans, as a muggle, you know, we always love the possibility of, you know, things beyond what we can see, like magic, or we love reaching our highest potential. And sometimes we wish our potential was even higher. But then when you watch something that's magical, that's like the highest of potentials, because that's above your potential. Plus you're doing things that are unheard of. And I think that's so cool just to, like, pretend and imagine for yourself, and like seeing it or reading it makes it more real to you.
Yeah.
Did I describe that right?
Absolutely. I thought you described it very well.
Well, that's on my 10 milligrams of Adderall. We can give that a...
Good job. Talk about magic. There you go. Of all the characters in the movies, who do you think you would have hung out with at Hogwarts if you went there?
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. That's a great question. I feel like Ron and I would just be kind of, because I think we're really goofy, and we, like, I feel like we both are kind of like he's like, he gets like really scared, but he's always down to do things, and he gets easily influenced, and so do I. And I feel like the two of us would just, like, always be like, okay, if you're doing it, I'm going to do it. And we would just naturally become best friends, because we'd be the two in the back that didn't really want to be there, but we, like, are always there for the good time, and we don't want to be excluded. And he's just, yeah, he's just goofy and funny. What about you?
I really enjoyed, I like Ron. I like the trio, but also, like, I think my favorite character in all of them, for the students, was Luna. I love Luna Lovegood so much, because she's like, I don't know. I always like the weirdos, like I call them strays. The strays. That doesn't really. Yeah, I like, she's a stray. I love her, but she's so smart. She's no dummy, and I think she gets underestimated. And that's why I like her so much, because she's like, she's a super good friend. She's super like she knows what's going on all the time. And I would pick her. And also, I would hang out in Moaning Myrtle's bathroom. I love Moaning Myrtle.
Oh my God, I would go there with all of my problems.
She wouldn't give a shit.
And I feel like I would use her too. I would use some of the ghosts. I'd be like, I feel like this group is talking bad about me. Go ghost it up and see if that's true. And then I would go back in the bathroom to get a full report.
I wonder if that happened. I know it's a fictional place or whatever, but, you know, what happened when the cameras aren't rolling? What kind of hijinks did they get up to?
Well, it's so funny that it's a fake world, because in my head, I have to remind myself that, because when COVID-19 hit, I was like, what about Hogwarts? And I'm like, I need to check myself into a psych ward. So
I was getting ready for this podcast, and I was like getting all the I got some stuff to ask you later. And I was about to write this thing. I was like, oh, I should write like a pandemic at Hogwarts. I was like, no. That doesn't exist there.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, why would I bring a pandemic to Hogwarts? That's mean.
There's this huge YouTube video that went viral, and it was so funny. It was a Zoom call with all the Harry Potter people, and Snape, it was like Snape's class. And he was like, Your camera isn't on, Mr. Potter.
I gotta look that up.
Yeah. It's almost hard to. I try not to, I try to separate the movie from the actual actors because it's, I don't like hear, it's like weird, like, and heartbreaking to hear. Like, there was a rumor that Daniel Radcliffe was like drunk for a lot of the filming. Yeah. And I was like, I gotta separate that because I can't have this. And then J.K. Rowling with, you know, her.
She's got some views on she says transphobia.
I was like, no. And it, but I, you know, I, this just sucks because I fucking love that world. So I try to.
I like that. I like the compartmentalizing the, you know, the, I always got like, you get the art from the artist. I like the art. I don't have to like the artist. And I, in the, I don't know, this is just my view of cancel culture or whatever. I think at some point, once the art's been made, like I get to still appreciate that. I still listen to Billie Jean. I think it's a great song. That does not make Michael Jackson any less a monster that, yeah, I still listen to the music. You know, I grew up on Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
That influence will never leave me. And it does not mean he's not a monster. He is still a monster. There's still pieces of shit. J.K. Rowling, I think if we had never learned that about her, we would still love the art that she put out. So I'm going to keep appreciating the art, and I don't have to agree with the artist.
Agreed. I love that.
Yeah.
I love when you put that. Yeah.
So what's your favorite movie? And this is so hard.
I liked the older, like the, not the older, the, like the most recent ones less.
They got darker.
I get darker. And I think, and
they're for big boys and big girls. They're grown up.
Something I love so much was the realm of the school. Like when they're in the school, and then when they go to later, they're like looking for Horcrux, and they're like outside of the school, and they're in tents. And I'm gonna have to go with. This is side note too. I just, the other thing I love about Harry Potter so much is that was one of the movies as a child where I felt like they took a lead woman, a girl, Hermione, and gave her such leadership and intellectual ability, and she was so smart, and she was proud, and she was, and I was like, that's a female character. I'm like, that is a female character that leads. And that side note, that's just something that I really loved about Harry Potter as well. They really took a lot of females and made them in like the top of the game.
Yeah.
Not the point, but just had to mention.
No, I'm it's absolutely true. She saved Ron and Harry's butts in every time. They couldn't have done it without her. And most of the time, she's the one who got them through all their lessons. She's the ones that got them to focus. I mean, the books really go into that they would not have studied. They wouldn't have had like studying plans. She like kind of, she pulled them through.
Yeah.
You know,
I would say I'd say either The Prisoner of Azkaban or The Goblet of Fire, just because I love the competitions.
Yeah.
And those were really cool. You really got to see a lot of mythical creatures and stuff happening there. It just, when Cedric died in The Goblet of Fire, that was hard.
It was hard. Was that the, I didn't have any spoilers going into any of these. Did you have any spoilers before you watched the movies?
I knew that one of the Weasleys was gonna.
Okay.
Eat it. Just because everyone had said that, and it was just not. And Indiana, it's so funny too, because it's like, what else are we talking about really that are just spoilers were happening all the time. And it's so funny, people would talk about Hollywood so much in Indiana, and then now living in Hollywood, it's like, this is so funny. But I'm like, okay, everyone in Indiana's like, did you hear about like Cameron Diaz? And I'm like, what? And it's what we talked about for weeks. I'm like, we don't have a life. Do we have a life? We just get drunk and talk about Cameron Diaz. That's all we did.
I grew up in small town Texas. Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to talk about? Like, did you hear that Tom Cruise and had a baby named it Surrey? What the hell's a Surrey? Yeah.
What the hell's a Surrey? What are they doing over in LA? What are they doing in that Perry town?
Need to find Jesus. They do.
Yeah. What is your favorite?
I'm with you. I'm Prisoner of Azkaban. Like, but it's my, when I'm on a cruise ship, I put on Harry Potter. I have all seven on my hard drive. And so whenever I'm on a cruise ship and I'm like sad or lonely, I'll put on like usually the first movie and try to just watch through. But if it's like three is the one that I will go to it out of order.
Right.
Otherwise, I like to watch them in order. I'm very much a completionist in that way. But three, I could watch any day. I think there's so much to it. I love the Sirius Black character in it. I love what happens to Harry throughout that one. I feel like he gets a lot of strength in that one. I love there's a mystery to it. I like that, yeah, Snape is real Snapey. And yeah. I like Snapey Snape.
Snapey's super Snapey.
He's super Snapey.
Super Snapey.
Oh, did you? Okay, so Cedric Diggory hit you hard. I didn't know that Dumbledore was going to die. No one told me. My niece had read all the books, and I was kind of reading them, you know, with her. And so I thought I'd get, like, a heads up. And so I'm like, I called her. I was like, Morgan, you know, is Dumbledore going to come back? And she was like, Kristen, it's just a book. I'm like, don't treat me like that.
You don't fucking know, okay? I'm in the middle of the sea, and I need you to fucking tell me.
It was a big one for me. Was there any moment in the series that like kind of hit you like a ton of bricks? Like, what was your most intense moment with Harry Potter?
Dumbledore was really sad, but that didn't hit me as hard as Cedric Diggory, only because with Cedric, that hit me super hard because it's someone that's, you know, our age, like young, and his dad, that scene with his dad, it was too relatable in the sense of like Dumbledore falling off the roof, and like that was sad because it's like he meant so, like when they all shot their lights up into the sky, that was powerful because he meant so much to everything, but he was older, and like Cedric, it was just like sudden, and then like the PTSD for Harry, that's just so relatable in everyday life too, when you lose someone who's like your own age in a way, and you just see their, like you've seen their parents get, it's just that really, like, I think stabbed me.
It got dark. All right. So before I get to, I got some questions to ask you. Before I get there, I want to ask some fun questions. If you could, yeah. Well, yeah. Cause I'm like, I'm asking all the deep questions. I'm like, oh, the Harry Potter stuff. But, and then I got some games to play with you. But if you could eat anything from the entire series, I know there was a lot of food featured in Harry Potter. And it's like, if you could try anything that was featured in the books or the movies, what would you want to try?
Oh my God. Because the food that just appears on the table is so good. And I always crave like mythical food, like from the Lion, Witch and the Wardrobe. I always crave Turkish Delight, and I have no idea what it is. And I'm like, I just want some Turkish Delight.
Right, it now. Sounds so good.
I'll be like drunk at 3 a.m. I'm like, where's the Turkish Delight? And I'm like, I don't even know.
Just ordering it. Yeah, could you bring me some Turkish Delight? This is a 7-Eleven.
And that scene where Harry literally like is one of my, I don't know why I love this scene where he's got his little bangs and he's so little and they have the cart and he's like, we'll take the lot. And he has like all the coins. And I'm like, why is this scene so cute and sticks out? And then Ron's face, he's like.
That's back when he was just all face all the time. And it's like, oh, I'm poor, you know. Yeah.
It's so fucking funny. And I don't know. Okay, let me think about this. Oh my God. Remember when the scene of the troll, and it was Halloween? I want to be a part of that feast in particular? I'll say that.
The Halloween feast with,
the Halloween. What would you say is your favorite food?
And the whole thing. I always wanted to try a pumpkin pasty. Same thing as your Turkish delight. I have no idea what that is, but it sounds so, the pumpkin pasty. I want that. I probably hate it. I'd be like, oh, I don't even like pumpkin spice, but it's like, I just had to try it for the sake of trying.
It's time for
5 Quick Questions.
I've got a game I play on every episode called 5 Quick Questions, where I ask you 5 quick trivia questions to find out whether or not you truly are a Harry Potter expert. Okay.
Let me just preference with, I've never been good at trivia. I used to play with the Alexa. I'd say, let's play trivia. And then it would shut off because it would just give up on me. And it doesn't even open it anymore because it just thinks I can't handle it.
So. Oh, that's not very nice. I don't like your Alexa. Okay, 5 quick questions about Harry Potter. Question number one. Fuck. This one's not too hard. Who lives at number 4 Privet Drive?
Oh, Dudley.
Dudley. And?
Dudley and his fat fucking parents. everyone's gonna eat me alive. Dudley and what's his parents' name?
I like that you call him. I think I'm gonna accept Dudley and his fat fucking parents.
Right.
I think that's hilarious. But it's the Dursleys.
Oh, the Dursleys. Okay, that's why I was starting to say Dudsleys.
Number 2. How do you close the Marauder's map?
You tap the wand
and say,
Alexa, feed me Adderall.
That is not correct. You do not tap the Murado's map and say, Alexa, feed me alcohol.
Miss Magic Mistletoe.
You're so close with Miss.
Miss me with that bitch. Yeah, just tell me.
It's mischief managed.
Oh, I knew that. If you say it, I know it. Once you say it, I know it. Gotta be live on this podcast. You can see the comments now.
Shan. This is so great. If we get comments, then it's going to be great. Question 3. How do you free a house elf?
The sock. Dobby gives you the sock. Or you give Dobby the sock.
I'm going to accept that. You give him clothes. You give him clothes and that frees a house elf. I'm going to accept the answer that you give Dobby the sock. It's very specific. That's how Dobby got freed. I'm going to give you that one.
All my teachers were like you in history, where I'm like, the state of Alabama. They're like, almost Washington. I'm going to accept that.
It's so close. Well, I didn't give you number one, which I actually should. I should give you number one, which is Dudley and his fat fucking parents, because I kind of want that on a t-shirt.
Okay. Yeah. You should make a t-shirt. I'd buy that.
Okay, question number four. This is from our favorite Harry Potter movie. Ron has a rat named Scabbers, who turns out is actually a wizard. Can you name that wizard?
Yeah, he's, oh my fuck, you guys, I swear to God, he's bad. He's fucking bad. He's ugly, he's got the hair that's pointed. No, I know who he is, he's got the mole, he's a Death Eater. Peter Pettigrew.
You did it, okay.
And I always just like, Peter Pettigrew.
Yes. That means you're 2-2 now. You are 2-2.
Better than most.
Pulling out that Peter Pettigrew there. Question 5. The entrance to the Gryffindor common room is behind a painting of what?
A fat lady. Who sings?
You got 3 out of 5.
Yes!
That's not bad. I really did not think you were going to be able to do that. But now it's my favorite part of the show, and that's where I ask you so nicely to play a Rad Lib with me.
And now it's time for Rad Libs.
Audrey Stewart. Here's what happened. I wrote a story and I left out some parts of speech. If you give me those parts of speech together, we're going to make a hilarious story. Are you ready to play Rad Libs?
Yes! Let's do it!
All right, I need an adjective.
Sporty.
I need a verb.
Jump.
Perfect. I need a nickname.
Little bitch.
Little bitch.
Wait, this little bitch or little butch? What did you say?
What? I said bitch. Did you say bitch?
I said bitch. I said bitch.
Okay. Bitch, bitch. Okay, nobody's, yeah. I was going to say nobody's butch here, but
No, I didn't say that.
I have short hair. No. I don't think anyone's ever, I usually get young man. Okay. I need an exclamation of disbelief.
Holy cow.
Yes, it's exactly what I was wanting to put there. I need a body part.
Kneecap.
Animals, plural.
Ooh, giraffes.
Giraffes, plural noun.
Hippos.
Hippos. I need a craft.
Glittering.
Glittering.
You know I'm not crafty.
I was gonna say, do you do a lot of glittering? Just, I gotta go glitter that thing.
The Abbey and glitter up the dance floor.
Occupation.
Kite surfer.
Yes.
We never talk about the kite surfers.
Do they do that professionally?
You know, probably. And now we're all going to look it up and respect them if they do.
Good for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever they're getting paid, it's not enough. An article of clothing.
Shorts.
Shorts. Another animal.
A quokka.
What's a quokka?
Oh, what's a quokka? Another great opportunity for you guys to Google something to make your day. It is the cutest animal. It can't frown. It always smiles. Like, it naturally smiles. It's like this kind of looking koala bear type thing that lives in Australia, and they just smile. You could literally, a quokka could watch its whole family just get, and then it would still be smiling. It's just naturally smiling through anything.
Well, there's only one way to find out if that's true.
There's a... That's the best. Let's test out that theory.
A quokka. A body part.
Nose.
Verb ending in ing.
Swimming.
An award.
The chess award. chess championship.
I need a made-up word.
Farlugel.
Farlugel. Make sure I spell that right. Yes. Okay. An increment of time.
What do you mean by that?
An increment of time is like an amount of time that's passed, or it could be anything from like a couple of seconds to a lazy summer.
A week.
A week. Yes. Excellent. A secret.
Oh, I have hairy legs. It's not a secret, though. Anyone who knows me knows that my razors are cheap. And they don't work.
They just don't work? So you just have, like, patches that are just...
I refuse to buy, like, a razor above $10. Therefore, my... Yeah, I have patches. Just...
Do you just like, do you just have scars too?
Yeah, I have like 3 boxes of Band-Aids, which also probably adds up to more than $10. So I don't really know the logic there.
No, you just keep at it.
You just keep living. You
keep
just
using those dull dollar store rusty blades.
Yep.
That's going to be your nickname now, Rusty Blades.
Oh, I fucking love that. Put that on a t-shirt.
I need a famous person.
Kristen Key.
Oh, excellent. I like how this how this worked out. We have a story. We have a fabulous story. And this is your wizard notification.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I think this is your letter from Hogwarts. Dear Audrey, is there something unusual or sporty about you?
Yeah. Yes.
Have you been hiding unique abilities like levitation or the ability to jump?
Yeah.
Well, little bitch, it's because you're a witch. I wish Hogwarts letter was like, hey, little bitch, you a witch.
Well, little bitch, you're not a muggle. Like choking around
this bit. Oh, God, that may be a unique ability. This may come as a shock. You may be saying, holy cow, I can't be a witch. But search your kneecap. You know it's true. The good news, you have been accepted to Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. You'll learn how to transform giraffes into hippos. Yes. I want that animal to be that other animal. You'll also learn how to defend yourself against glitter.
Yes. That shit is everywhere in West Hollywood. I need an army.
You're going to make glitter repellent. And who knows, maybe you will become the kite surfer of magic.
Honestly, I've got kite surfing arms, so this is perfect.
Once at school, the sorting shorts will sort you into your house. You'll either be a Gryffindor, a Hufflepuff, a Ravenclaw, or a Quokonose. You can earn points for your house through academics, sports, and swimming. The house with the most points at the end of the term will win chess championship.
Yes.
Congratulations on being accepted into Hogwarts. If you have any questions, just raise your wand and say, Farlugel!
Wow.
And a representative will get back to you within a week. Until school starts, don't tell anyone about your hairy legs. Sincerely, Kristen Key, Headmaster of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
That was great. That was fantastic.
Well done. I love it. Tell our listeners and viewers where they can find you and what you have coming up.
Guys, you can find me on my Instagram. It's Audrey Stew is art, because Audrey Stewart was taken. So put the is. Yeah. Oh, I just burped a little. Yeah, okay. It's Audrey Stew is art, and I put my shows up there. I'm also on TikTok, same username. Also on Twitter, same username. I'm also on Facebook. You just have to type in Audrey Stewart Indiana.
I'm not doing that. Yeah, I'll stick to the other
ones. No, I'm not really. No. I don't really understand Facebook that much, but I'm on it.
Well, find Audrey, follow her, friend her, and watch her videos. They are hilarious. And thank you so much for joining me. You were the first guest I ever had. You're back for, I think, one of my favorite episodes because I love Harry Potter. So thank you for coming on and talking to me today.
No, thank you so much for having me. This was amazing. Great. Rest of my day is going to be great. That wasn't a sentence. The rest of my day is going to be great.
No, thank you.
I like to crack my computer in half. And I have to go to Max Story again. They're like, did you do it again? I'm like, yeah, it was another podcast. Yeah, it's about Harry Potter. They're like, you understand.
Interview complete. Sending Audrey home within an unforgivable curse. Avada Kedavra.
Wow. Well, she died doing what she loved. being on podcasts. Thank you so much, Audrey Stewart, for coming on. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you like it, take a second to like, subscribe, and follow it. I'm Kristen Key. You can find me at kristenkey.com. Follow me on all my social media. Support my Patreon. Get a cameo from me. I play a song for everybody that requests a cameo. And each week, I'll be bringing you a hilarious comedian with a random topic, 5 quick questions, and a rad lib. Until next time, bye.
We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to
Hello?
Some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some
Hello?
People, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some
Hello?
People, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Kristen knows plans.